Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Horowitz and Graceffo, the A-team, are producing the final 2 hours of huge opinions from me and you. We'll continue with the conversation off of Tyler Skeggs and that unbelievable evening in Orange County, California last night from his mother throwing out the first pitch to honor her late son, to the combined no-hitter, Trout's homer, just so much before, during, and after the game. I want your emotional experiences for one game, one night, one afternoon, one day that you've been a part of. Youth, high school, college, pro, you tell me. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I also want to get into the conversation here over the last 2 hours where sports will be in terms of rules and how they play the games 10 years from now. 2029 sounds futuristic. So baseball is throwing out the most experimenting. I know golf changed a few rules and leaving the stick in, and you know, I don't think it's rules that will change the game. You know, NFL, we're gonna for 1 year review pass interference. You know, basketball, what do you do? Do you move the 3-point line back even for NBA players? What do you do in hockey? You know, now you're getting the 6'5" goaltenders, and they're 6'5", 225, and do you make the nets bigger? I don't know. So I'm asking you, because baseball, the robots, the stealing first, the minor league experiment with putting runners on second, they seem desperate. Major League Baseball, or the game of baseball, even though we get a beautiful night last night in honoring the late Tyler Skeggs, and I thought the All-Star game was well done. Cleveland stood up and represented baseball and sports. It's a great sports town. But baseball seems worried about, okay, we got to change the game. We got to speed it up. We got to do this. Hey, Rob Manfred, minor leagues, Atlantic leagues, these independent leagues. We're going to try a robot. Now, tennis says Wimbledon will wrap up this weekend. You know, they have the lines with the, you know, the lasers are not quite robotic. I've never had an, like the box they use on TV, you know, whether it's College World Series or pro games. I'm like, okay, if you had a box there and an umpire would, you know, kind of like your phone's buzzing, or maybe it's a watch you use, like a GPS watch that buzzes, that it would buzz if it's a strike, and he goes, strike. Why not? Why not use that? But the talk of a robot, come on. You know, stealing first, if they, you know, changing the... If you're baseball, and I've said this when this conversation comes up a couple times a year, if you lose the baseball purist, your sport is dead in the water. If you change the game too much, and this is my message to Rob Manfred or anybody in charge of any baseball league, if you make it too gimmicky and you lose the purist, your sport is done. Finito, finished. Adios, see you later. You know, how about you start, if you're all worried about time, limit the darn replays. You know, you don't need replays in the first, second, third, fourth inning. How about you do it and you give the manager two, each manager, and it's seventh inning on. I get a play in the first inning could change a whole game, but I'm just talking about utilizing and maximizing keeping the game moving. Yeah, and the and changing pitchers all the time. I don't have a problem with one rule on facing a minimum number of batters if you come in. I really don't. I don't have a problem with that. And I electronic strike zone? No, I don't. Because these umpires who are just, some of them are horrible. Most of them are good. Okay, when I really mean that. Most umpires I see, college, major league level, but there's that 2 out of 10 where you're like, how do they keep their jobs? Same thing you'll say about like NFL officials. College officials are pretty good. They really, I think college officials do a good job. So think about this in between sharing your emotional sports experiences for a game or a day or a night. 10 years from now, what will change in terms of professional sports, if anything does change? Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, soccer, PGA Tour. You know, baseball, I would limit the replays. NFL, I like the pass interference in the final 2 minutes of the game. That's it, in my mind. It is amazing how they miss so much. NBA, you know, when I do the widen the paint with how big the players are now, when I bump back the three-point line a couple of feet, that could happen. Would I bring a four-pointer into play? I think that big three, which you see on the CBS Sports Network, they've experimented with the four-pointer. You need to come back, and you got to launch. And was it beyond 30 feet? That could happen in 10 years. Hockey, bigger nets would be about the only thing I could see changing in hockey. And maybe the way they do, you know, overtime shootouts, 4-on-4, do they need shootouts? Shootouts should be special, kind of like soccer, right? I don't think they need to be doing them. You know, a tie still is okay, in my mind, in hockey. PGA Tour, what do you do? These guys, Koepka, the physical shape they're in, lengthening courses, that happened when Tiger hit. I don't think there's too much in golf. They don't want to limit the balls. It's kind of like baseball, this talk about, oh, you know, the ball's all juiced. And I watch a great all-star game where you see pitching dominate the best hitters, including the best power in the National American Leagues. My God, athletes complain, and you're making $35 million. You're complaining the ball's juice because you're worried your ERA is going to be 3-1 instead of 2-6. Come on. So you tell me. We got two parts to your huge opinions. First part, the emotional moment for you at a sporting event where they celebrated and played for somebody or something. And then what changes will we see in pro sports in North America 10 years from now, 2029, MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, MLS soccer, and PGA Tour? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Bring your huge opinions. Got Graceffo and Horowitz back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Now let's go to Jay in Hawaii. I think it's our first caller. What time is it in Hawaii right now, Jay?
About 6 o'clock, I think, man. It's getting dark.
Yeah, okay, bud. Light out. Hey, light. Now, I was going to say, I think it's 6 o'clock. Hey, what? It's 6 o'clock in the evening, right?
Yeah, it gets dark.
You there, Jay?
Yeah, longest day is 7 o'clock in the summer.
Okay, buddy. Well, thank you for listening. First caller ever on the show from Hawaii. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Well, first, I'm going to say just real quick, no robots in baseball. That's getting too far out. And besides that, I got a good emotional story.
Go ahead, buddy.
I was incarcerated years ago, and I was kind of athletic. You know, I'd lift weights out in the yard and stuff. I lost a buddy when I was in jail.
Hey, Jay, we're going to put you on hold, and we'll come back to you, buddy. We're losing you a little bit on the mobile, so stay on line, and I'll get to your story in a moment. Alan in Toronto, Canada, listening on AM 590. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
My wife and I were returning from Myrtle Beach, May the 2nd, 1988, fantastic fans night in Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. The Orioles started out 0-21. And at that particular game, 50,402 were in attendance, and they were 1-23. They lost the next two games after they beat Chicago. And there was a marching band, and there was a circus kind of atmosphere and a concert type of atmosphere. And Governor Donald Shaver made a dramatic announcement just before the game started. It was Edward Bennett Williams. It was his very last game ever because he was suffering from cancer. This was the owner. And Governor Williams said that in 5 years from now, we're going to have a new stadium. And it was a dramatic announcement. Everybody got up and cheered and gave them hope. And it was a very, very tough year for the Orioles. And I'm a big Oriole fan, and it was like somebody was throwing a brick into me after every single loss. So it was great. The old cliche, close encounters of the third kind, we are not alone. Well, I felt when I was in 50,402 fans, I was not alone. So that was a very big emotional moment for me, too. It was just unbelievable, the atmosphere for a losing team.
Well, thank you, Alan, in Toronto, and I always appreciate the feedback from our listeners on AM 590, one of Canada's great sports radio stations. Remy out in Ventura, California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge, great demeanor show. You got a great show. Greg, good voiceover, too.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, my friend. You know, computers, when they came into this light of this world, there was changes going to be happening quick, and they have. What we're doing, I can't say I'm doing it, but there's people that just thrive on robotism, I call it. It's got to happen. We speed it up. So now we want our game of sport, of a human being sportism in our hearts, to be quicker about this and quicker about that. We're just losing the spirit of the playing of these. I mean, games of 2-1, 3-2, I enjoy them. I guess I'm prejudiced about that.
Well, you know, Remy, you're not, and thanks for listening in Ventura. I enjoyed the All-Star game. Normally, I don't like All-Star games. It was awesome to see dominating pitching, great defense. It was. That, to me, was baseball showcase, and it's good baseball and power pitching. And I think when you look at the homers, instead of blaming the balls, how about you blame the depth of quality pitchers? Look at some of these arms you see rolling out in major league games. Some of these guys don't belong past double A. But it's thin. It's cyclical when you have deep, good pitching. Or you have, and I think there are so many more good hitters right now in major league baseball. Look at the Yankees lineup. Horowitz, are you a Yankees fan? Is Graceffo Mets, is that it?
I'm a Yankees fan.
So you look at that lineup with the Yankees. It's like a softball team.
It's ridiculous. And they still have some of their best players on the injured list. Giancarlo Stanton, a former MVP, he's out right now. Luis Severino is a Cy Young candidate. He's out. Dylan Betances, he's out. And they're still, you know, a freaking all-star team at almost every position.
Yeah, but you watch pitching dominate in the all-star game. So all this arguing during the break about the ball or how it's put together by, you know, people, you watched great pitching dominate a powerful AL and NL hitting roster.
I don't disagree, but I don't think the issue is that good pitching can't beat good hitting. It's the fact that when they make contact, the ball's going a mile. I mean, we saw James is a Mets fan. We were just talking about this in the control room. Game a couple weeks ago, Todd Frazier hit what he thought was a can of corn pop-up, slams his bat on the ground, and the ball goes out of the park. That's the issue. It's not. Yeah, it's not that the pitchers can't blow him away.
Come on, you know Jeter was like Babe Ruth with check swing homers in the old Yankee Stadium down the right field line.
Well, that's because it's like 314.
No, it's 199. Daniel Almonte couldn't even get anybody out at Yankee Stadium. Oh my! It's like, you know, welcome back. It's Yankee baseball here. 199 down the right field line. Okay. Yeah, that's great. So I look how big and strong the guys are, okay? And the bat speed and their hands and their training and their off-season and in-season conditioning. I'm not buying the baseball thing. It is, yeah, well, to see Frazier hit a homer must be shocking. You're going to blame the baseball.
Yeah, he doesn't hit too many of them nowadays.
You're like, it must be the bank or something. Go look at Juice Baseball. I'm a Mets fan. Hey, Alfonso, at least we won a championship this year. A home run derby, which, again, Major League Baseball, the home run derby, the all-star game, it was great power, and it was a great game. And I'm trying to be careful, baseball, wherever you are. Minors, major leagues, you change the game too much, and you lose the purist, and you lose people like me who grew up with it. I'm not the old guy in socks, black socks, and my shorts pulled up to my man boobs saying, get off my lawn. If you change it too much and you lose them, the sport will die. I get, you know, Boston, New York, you're going crazy, L.A., Chicago, Houston. But I'm telling you, man, just don't overthink it. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Horowitz and Graceffo are producing the show back at the CBS Sports Radio Hub in Manhattan. Huge questions of the night off the Tyler Skaggs tribute before, during, and after that game last night. That was borderline magical. The most emotional experience you remember ever at any sporting event. Youth, high school, college, pro. You can share that on air. And also 10 years from now in 2029. What will change in how they play the games at the pro level, MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, PGA Tour, and MLS? You tell me what changes you think in terms of rules, how they play the games, how they're run. And I'm not talking about marketing or financial. Because there seems to be a rush when things are going well that you want to change it up just for the sake of changing. I think Major League Baseball is really worried about their future. And their future might be smaller ballparks. They're never given with TV deals and players. And you're in, you know, like the NFL and the 18-game schedule thing. I think they threw out 18 where, you know, you're going to have to play your backups, where borderline exhibition games. They threw out 18 to hopefully get to 17, right? And the Packers front office had the great idea to have that 17th game, the extra game, be a traveling game. So whether the franchise wanted to go play internationally, or if they wanted to, you're the Packers and you want to play a game in Madison. You're the Detroit Lions, you want to play a game at the Big House. You're the Browns, you may play a game in Columbus. I love that idea. Expand to 17. Expand your rosters to have more depth. They're going to get into heated CBA, collective bargaining agreement negotiations. This is all posturing and positioning. But the NFL, in 10 years, will they have an 18-game schedule? You have deeper rosters. If the owners want that, then you provide more players a chance to make a living. And I think the NFLPA, the Players Association, would be all for that. But you get guys, and everybody wants to make as much money as possible. So you tell me the change is 10 years from now, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge, if you want to tweet us. Maxwell in Chicago listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, quick shout out to whoever's decision it was to open up an Outcast, by the way. But in response to your emotional sports moment, first thing that crossed my mind was the World Series immediately after 9/11 in New York, having the president come out and throw the first pitch, and the dramatics of the walk-offs. And yeah, I understand the Yankees lost Game 7, and it served as a reminder that we are one country, and life really isn't so bad after all, because it can't be taken away just like that. And for a brief moment, for us to be able to take a break from that and enjoy a great baseball series amongst that type of tragedy immediately after it happened really speaks to the spirit of this country. Thank you.
Thank you, Maxwell in Chicago. Let's go to Adam in Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on. My first thought right off the bat was it had to be following your last caller, September 30th, 2001. I was a college student at Ohio University, and we got invited to come up to play the Giants game. And we were kind of on the edge whether or not the NFL was going to have the game that week or not. It was the first NFL game after 9/11, and they went ahead with it. The school gave us the go-ahead that we could, go up to the city and play, and had the privilege of joining the field with the New York Police Department and Fire Department, the Harlem Boys Choir, Tony Bennett, and we did a pregame show. And I mean, we were trained in the marching band to keep a stoic, kind of persona, and there was not a dry eye within our membership. And just to feel the pounding of USA from the crowd just circling that stadium, and to be down in the field and feel that raw emotion was kind of unbelievable. And it wasn't really necessarily about the emotion of the game or the players, but, kind of going off what your last caller said, it was just, representation of, where we were, and that we weren't going to let, that stuff that happened change us as a nation, and we were going to move on. And it was just some powerful stuff that day, and I still get emotional when I try to tell people about, what I felt that time, and pretty amazing.
Well, thank you, Adam, and I appreciate you sharing the emotional part of that experience with us. Greg in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, hey, Bill, thanks for the call. Hey, mostly give a shout-out to all the coaches and the parents that help some of these kids develop into professional athletes, and that, that entertain us, day after day through the years. But really what I am calling about is I think baseball needs 5 more players on the bench. I think that would give a 162-game season. It would give the teams fresh legs. It might help to speed up the game, maybe score more, just be more exciting.
I agree, Greg, and thanks for the call in Green Bay, and also the NFL. Expand the rosters. Have more depth, not just a practice squad. Have more quality depth on your team. I don't get, because I don't play Major League Baseball in the NFL, but I understand and I can see how the physical wear and tear. Expand your rosters. Plain and simple. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. I'll read more tweets in our next segment, Saturday Night Huge Show, on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine, Graceffo and Horowitz, the A-team, producing this broadcast. Zach Gelb will be coming up at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. And remember, if you lose the show, if a game starts or a game hasn't finished, XM Sirius Channel 206. And also, you can listen on the CBS Sports app. I showed my kids. They were really impressed. Like, really? CBS Sports app. You'll see CBS Sports Radio right there on the menu. You can listen on the app, CBSSportsRadio.com. Two huge questions of the night. First one off the Tyler Skeggs. Unbelievable evening in Anaheim, California, before, during, and after that game. One of the great tributes you'll ever see in sports. One of the great nights in baseball history. Give me the emotional moment that really meant something to you, your family, your friends, youth game, high school, college, or pro, any sport. Emotional impact, game, day, night. Maybe a run by a team where it was personal to you. You could feel it. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. I also want to know, 10 years from now, the biggest changes we'll see in Major League Baseball, the NFL, NBA, NHL, MLS Soccer, and PGA Golf. LPGA Golf. You tell me. 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge. If you want to tweet us, I'll read some tweets coming up. Like us on Facebook, Saturday Night Huge Show. Let's go to John in Chicago listening on AM 670 The Score. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I want, you know, I'm not a Yankees fan, but I've got to say, I watched on YouTube Lou Gehrig's speech, and it's out there now on a high def, and they've really cleaned it up. And I've got to say, one can only imagine being there when he gave his speech, but you got to think about, for the time, people couldn't see. All they can do was hear Lou. But to watch what they did to the speech in terms of cleaning it up and making it high def, to see the anguish on Lou's face, the whole speech, it's a powerful speech, Bill. I mean, I've got to be honest. Again, I'm not a Yankees fan, but to see Lou, yeah, I guess it took a lot, if you understand history. He wasn't a guy that liked to stand up and give speeches and everything. And to see him wiping his face and kind of going through the speech and then saying that he's the luckiest man on the face of the earth, why, I don't understand. I mean, baseball, he's part of history and stuff. But they really need to kind of bring more attention to the new fans, his disease, ALS. They really need to do more in terms of, you know, and I don't want to call it old timer. I just want to call it for what it is. And to see Lou give that powerful speech, I think baseball needs to go back to a little bit of its roots and kind of embrace some of that stuff because, man, one can only imagine being there. But again, to see that, and I recommend everybody to go to YouTube and see the high-def, full-length version, and it is a mind-blower, Bill. It really is.
Thank you so much, John. I will look for that on YouTube. I appreciate the call from AM 670, The Score in Chicago. I want to say hello to Mitch Rosen and the operations team there at CBS in Chicago. How about Carlos Carrasco and his battle with leukemia? And the All-Star game and the salute and the emotion of that. It shows the heart of Cleveland. It shows the heart of Francona and that organization. That was special during that All-Star game. And God bless Carlos Carrasco and his family. Unsure if he'll return in 2019. And we all wish him the best with his battle with leukemia. All these are perspective moments. Tyler Skaggs, everything we've talked about over the last couple of hours. We need that perspective at times because we become so jaded. We really do. And when we watch the Indians and the crowd roar for Carlos Carrasco or what happened last night in honoring the late Tyler Skaggs, it makes us appreciate the life we have, and also it puts sports into perspective. Let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, I got a couple good memories, and I got something else about baseball's future.
Go ahead.
My first one was the old Yankee Stadium at Old Timers Day. And Phil Rizzuto gave a speech, and he brought himself and all the old timers to tears. Some of the other players, like Joe Pepitone, Tommy Trace, that was during that era. And my second one was at Old Shea Stadium. It was my first doubleheader, and it was the Giants with Willie McCovey. Juan Marichal pitched a game, and Willie Mays was still with them. And if you remember the Old Shea, there was the black batter's eye in center field, and Willie Mays on deck and had his bat up in the air and lightning hit it as the storms roll out by Shea there. And he hit it over the black batter's eye first pitch. It was amazing. And I don't think baseball has a bad future. I think it'll be just fine. The All-Star game was fantastic, and it's been a great season. Vlad hit 91, homers, the kids from the Mets winning the Derby. It was great.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love on this Saturday night. Some of the tweets rolling in. This comes from Joe Marguccio. He tweets out Saturday, huge. Nobody wants to go see a Thai hockey game. You want to see a Thai NBA, NFL, or Major League? I didn't mind a Thai. You don't need a shootout. I do like what Joe went on to say, introducing three-on-three in OT. I like that. And also he says, don't mess with hockey. It's fine. Bring back fighting. I actually think hockey's going to ban fighting in the concussion era that we're navigating. I think they'll ban fighting. That would be my guess. Next 10 years, all right, I'll say some of the changes that I predict. There'll be no fighting in hockey in 2029. This is one of our questions over the next hour to wrap up the show. We can talk about what changes do you forecast 10 years from now? I think Major League Baseball will have electronic strike zone. I'll go with that one. There'll be no fighting in hockey. I think there'll be a four-pointer in basketball. I really do. NFL, will they eliminate, again, this concussionary thing? It goes back to why I say hockey will eliminate fighting. Will there be no kickoffs? You can't. Yeah, that's like baseball trying to change it too much. You can't do it. But, you know, they got billions put away in that settlement fund. Will they eliminate kickoffs? I say they will. That there'll be no kickoffs in the NFL 10 years from now. So baseball electronic strike zone will be the biggest change. NFL will eliminate kickoffs, which how do you start a game? Then they just go out there? Then it'll look like a scrimmage. I don't know if you can eliminate kickoffs. I don't. Four-pointer in basketball would be easy. Just another line. That would be simple. Just another line. NHL, bigger nets? Look at these goaltenders now. They're all 6'5". Maybe increase the net size, not too much, but a little bit bigger on the nets. I'm just talking 10 years from now. PGA Tour, I envision some night golf. You see at night watching, you know, when we get the West Coast, like, major or West Coast tournament, I think you'll see some courses with lights and you'll see some night golf because people want that in prime time. I really do. So that would be, and then soccer, I think you'll see the MLS become a top three sport in America 10 years from now in terms of TV ratings, and I'm talking pro sport. TV ratings and attendance. You can answer what you think will be different 10 years from now. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. More comments coming in at Saturday Huge. Dottie Duffy talks about the emotional moment when Big Poppy made that speech after the bombing in Boston and how he united the city. Eric Fisher is listening, and he says, just got out of work, so I'm not sure if this has been said, but growing up a Packers fan, I will never forget Brett Favre playing the day after his dad died on Monday Night Football against the Raiders, and nearly every ball he threw found his receiver's hands. One of his best games. Brad James is listening out in Utah. I appreciate the conversation that we're carrying for you on KSVC Radio, the talk of mid-Utah. I am a practicing Christian. What you allude to as divine intervention, destiny, I call God. My God does not intervene in sports events. And I'm not saying that I'm a higher authority. I brought that up earlier. So you can join in at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax, Virginia. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to comment about the most memorable games. I'm prior military, so the guys that were bringing up the post 9/11 games, it's kind of hard to follow up with that. But one of the most memorable games for me was being a Redskin fan. The day that the Redskins played the Bills, and the Redskins lined up with 10 guys on defense. And I believe that was the game that Clinton Portis scored the touchdown and lifted his jersey up, and there was the Sean Taylor shirt underneath that. So that was one of my most memorable games I can remember.
Well, thank you, Mike, for sharing your story in Fairfax, Virginia. Enjoy your Saturday night and the rest of your weekend. And we do have two huge questions of the night. We'll spend the final hour together. One, the most emotional day, night, afternoon at a sporting event for you where it had so much meaning beyond the actual game or the results of that game, maybe a run by a team, high school, college, youth, pro. You can join in during the final hour, 1-855-212-4CBS. And then the biggest changes that we'll see in 10 years, baseball, in pro sports, Major League, NFL, NBA, NHL, soccer, and golf. I want your huge opinions next on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.